It may be called the National Petroleum Reserve, but this 23-million-acre chunk of federal land on the North Slope didn't see a full-scale oil development until 2015. As this new era begins, the Bureau of Land Management is adding another layer of protection to this vast, sensitive area. But depending on who you ask, the agency is either asking too much of oil companies or not enough. Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk has more.
Last month, at the Bureau of Land Management's lease sale for the National Petroleum Reserve Alaska, a pattern emerged. The oil company ConocoPhillips was winning again.
Submitted by ConocoPhillips Alaska.
And again.
The second bid submitted by ConocoPhillips Alaska.
And again.
Buying ConocoPhillips Alaska Incorporated. And
Conoco picked up close to 600,000 acres in the National Petroleum Reserve last month. The company is behind the first oil project in the reserve, and it's steaming ahead with two more developments there. But ConocoPhillips is clashing with its new landlord, the BLM. The federal agency is working on new, tougher requirements for oil development in the NPRA. Oil companies are already required to minimize their footprint as much as possible, like by restricting traffic when caribou are nearby. But Stacy McIntosh, BLM's Arctic office manager, explains some impacts are impossible to avoid. For example, an oil development could overlap with the subsistence hunting area used by the people who live nearby.
There's always going to be residual impacts because a development is going to remove a certain amount of acreage from a community's harvest area.
That's where this new strategy comes in. BLM will expect companies to compensate for the unavoidable impacts of oil development. For example, an oil company could build a road to provide access to other hunting areas. But Conoco strongly opposes the new approach. In a letter to BLM, the company called a draft of BLM strategy a polarizing document that has major flaws. The company says there are already hundreds of requirements in place to protect the National Petroleum Reserve. Conoco also says BLM isn't taking into account the benefits of oil development, like job opportunities for local communities. A spokeswoman for ConocoPhillips declined to comment beyond the letter, but plenty of others were willing to speak out.
We're in a situation where the bar is constantly being raised, and it's becoming ever more challenging in terms of economically exploring and developing the resources in NPRA.
That's Carl Portman, Deputy Director of the Resource Development Council in Anchorage. BLM's new strategy also has political opponents, like Senator Lisa Murkowski, who asked the agency to withdraw it altogether. But environmental groups say the protections are important. If anything, they want the BLM to go further. Nicole Whittington-Evans of the Wilderness Society says BLM should take into account how oil development could affect the climate.
Clearly, oil and gas development and the burning of fossil fuels will have an impact on climate and will create a carbon footprint. And we believe that these types of impacts need to be addressed by the BLM.
BLM hasn't yet released a final version of the strategy. So as ConocoPhillips goes ahead with a new era of oil development in the National Petroleum Reserve, the federal government is still wrestling with how to manage the consequences. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.